Welcome back to Targum Yonasan on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. This week we have the schus of learning Vayakel by itself, and Mirat Hashem next week we'll have the chance to look at Pekudei and give it also individual attention that it doesn't always get. And in this week I want to take a look at Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chav Zayin. This is the end of the discussion of the donation of all the supplies for the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, that the Nesiim, whoever or whatever that may be, brought the stones of the Avnei Shoam and the Avnei Milum, the stones of the Shoam stones and the filling stones, La'efod v'lachoshen, for the Efod v'lachoshen. So for the Big Day Kahuna, the stones, precious stones, were brought by the Nesiim. So what does that mean, the Nesiim? And as the, you know, you would immediately expect, Rashi explains that the Nesiim are the what we call a Nasi, the leaders of the tribes, the leaders of all the Shvatim brought them. And Rashi addresses a couple of questions over here, quoting from Sifrei and Bamidbar Rabbah, that it over here mentions the Nesiim, that they brought the stones, seems to be closer to the end of the game of the collection. However, we see by the Chanukas HaMishkan in Parshas Naso, they bring their kavanos first. Why is that? And Rashi explains, over quoting these midrashim, that they waited to the end. They said, you know, we'll fill in gaps, and it's Avnei Miluim, we'll fill in the gaps, whatever is left over, and there was almost nothing left over except for these stones. And there's a little bit of a, so they didn't want to miss the opportunity again, Parshas Naso, so they step up right away. And Rashi also says over here, quoting from a Midrash Rabbah, this is why the word Nesiim is spelled lacking. It doesn't, right, you see there's a one or two missing yuds over here, and this is an indication that there was something wrong. And that is how Rashi understands the Nesiim. However, there is a Gemara in Yevamos, and that is in Yevamos Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, which understands Nesiim differently. It says Nesiim is actually clouds, right? The word, and it quotes a pasuk over there that where we see that a nasi can actually be a cloud. And so what does it mean that the clouds brought these stones? So let's take a look at Targum Yonasan over here. Targum Yonasan says, "Va'anane Shemaya Uzlin Lefishon." So the clouds of the heavens. So right away we see Nesiim as clouds of the heavens went to Fishon, which is one of the rivers mentioned in Parshas Bereishis. V'delayin mitaman yos avne vurlevas. And it drew these stones, right? So we know that clouds can draw water, but apparently these clouds were able to draw stones as well. And it drew the stones up from this river, and brought it for the Ephraim the Choshen. Umachasin yasahon ban pe madbara, and then these clouds deposited them in the desert, on the surface of the desert. Oslin rav. Rav Ravane Yisrael, and then the Rav Ravane Yisrael, meaning the leaders of Yisrael, meaning the Nesiim, came there. Umaisan Yasahon Litzroch Ivirita, and then they brought these stones for the Malacha, meaning for the putting together the Mishkan. So this is very fascinating, because if I would ask you, what does Targum Yonasan do with this word Nesiim? How does it translate Nesiim? So at first, you would say, "Oh, of course, he's quoting the Gemara in Yoma, right? He says that it's the clouds." However, at the end, it seems to be he's talking about the Nesiim of Klal Yisrael, the people, more in line with the Midrashim that Rashi quotes. So, how are we supposed to understand this? So, the truth is, this is not so uncharacteristic of Targum Yonasan. We've seen in the past that Targum Yonasan will sometimes quote multiple opinions, and sometimes he will even read into a pasuk and read a certain phrase twice, like as if the pasuk wrote it two times, and translate it in two different ways. So it seems that Targum Yonasan is saying that Nesiim over here it comes to refer to the clouds, and it also refers to the leaders of Klal Yisrael, that the clouds indeed picked up these stones, drew them from the Pishon River, and brought them to the desert. And then the Nesiim were the ones that found these stones and brought them and donated them to the Mishkan. Okay, so what can we learn from this? What's the significance of this word Nesiim referring to both clouds and the leaders of the Jewish people. Now, at first, I mean, there's just an etymological connection. Like, why would that be? We need an explanation for that. But then even more than getting that etymological explanation, we need to understand why Targum Yonasan would put them together conceptually in the same pasuk. So it seems to be that the lashon of nasi is being uplifted, and it makes sense that clouds are very much uplifted; they're in the sky, and nasiim are uplifted above other people. They're exalted; they're lifted up. So that would seem to explain like how this shoresh and this word could refer to those two different concepts. But why are they both in the interpretations in this pasuk? So it could be that there are a lot of connections that we're actually supposed to learn in Targum Yonasan is trying to point out to us from what we can get from these Nesiim. What does it mean that the Nesiim are the ones that brought the stones? The Nesiim are the ones that they're clouds. They're the leaders. Now it could be that there are really many lessons, but one might be something connecting to what Rashi was saying. This Musar to the Nesiim, that the role of a Nasi is to be lifted up and to be an example. Now, you might ask, it sounds like a very nice thing, what the Nesiim offered. They said, well, we're going to cover, we're going to fill in all the gaps, right? It's come to me at the end of your campaign, at the end of your fundraiser, and however short you are, I'm going to fill in the gaps. I think everyone would love to have a guarantor like that if you have a fundraising campaign. So what was so wrong about what they did? So there are different explanations given, but it could be one of them is exactly this, that a cloud is uplifted for all to see. Everybody's looking at the cloud, especially so as we're talking about Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Ever since they left Mitzrayim, they've been following clouds. Hashem directs Klal Yisrael by showing them a cloud, and that tells them exactly where they're supposed to go. So that is what a Nasi, a cloud, is. It's something uplifted for all to see, and people follow after the clouds. And the Nesiim have the same role. The Nesiim of Klal Yisrael, not the clouds, but the people, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, are people that are there for all to see. They're uplifted. They have special positions, and everyone is supposed to look at them and follow them and follow their lead. And when their leading is saying, we're going to follow, that when everyone's done, we'll give, so what message does that send? Does that set a tone for giving? Or maybe it does look a little bit more lazy? Now, not Chas Hashem calling them lazy, but the tone that it sets. Is it motivating everyone to give? Or is it saying, actually, maybe even it makes even less sense? Right? Maybe this is even less so. It's not like, you know, the matching of fundraiser where you say, every dollar you give, I'll also give. This is the opposite. It doesn't matter how much you give because I'm going to fill in the blanks at the end. It's almost saying, right, meaning like, let's say they would say that. Let's say Claudius would say, okay, we're not giving anything, so then the Nesiim would have to give everything, so no, you don't lose that anyway. So what the Nesiim did is that they didn't serve this role of being the clouds, of being uplifted and setting an example for everybody. They waited to the last minute, and that's really the problem, and that's why Midrash Rabbah and Sifrei, as quoted by Rashi, say that Nesiim over here is spelled chaser, missing its yuds. And so it could be that's one explanation for why for Targum Yonasan translating the Nesiim as both, because it really is both. It's the clouds and the Nesiim, and the Nesiim should have been more like the clouds, and they weren't in this case. Of course, Baruch Hashem, they're able to be metaken that when it comes to Parshas Naso. But we should learn from this too, you know, the importance of being a Nasi and being a leader and setting a good example and realizing that other people will follow, and it's critical how we set the tone. Have a beautiful Shabbos.